Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 75, Power to the Faint. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Let that land for a moment, because this verse was not written for the well-rested. It was written for the spent, for the person who woke up this morning already behind, for the one who has been holding it together on the outside while something on the inside has quietly been running dry. Isaiah does not pretend that exhaustion is rare. He does not tell you to try harder or push through on your own. He goes straight to the truth. God sees the weary. God names the faint and the powerless. And what does God do when he sees you there? He does not pull back. He moves toward you. That is who he is. Now hear this. Even the young grow weary. Even the ones with every advantage, every ounce of energy the world could give, reach a point where they have nothing left. Human strength has a ceiling. Every one of us hits it, and it is precisely there, at that wall, at that place of absolute limit, that God's strength begins. Where yours ends, his does not. But there is something the text reveals, a secret hidden in plain sight. Those who wait for the Lord renew their strength. The waiting, the intentional stillness before God. It is not weakness, and it is not passivity. In a world that never stops demanding, choosing to be quiet before God may be the most courageous act of faith you make today. Renewal does not happen in the hurry. It happens in the quiet. It happens when you stop, open your hands, and let God be God over your exhaustion. And what you receive when you wait is remarkable. The text speaks of soaring on wings like eagles, of running and not growing weary, of walking and not fainting. Notice how the list moves. There are days of soaring, yes, days when something supernatural lifts you and you feel it, but most days are simply days of not fainting, of taking one more step, of making it to evening without going under. And that is grace too. That is God holding you up. Do not underestimate the day you simply endured, because enduring with God is nothing like enduring alone. And what strikes me most deeply in this verse is this. God does not scold the faint. He does not look at you with frustration and ask why you are so depleted. He looks at you, sees exactly where you are, and gives you power. You can come to him worn out, soul thin, with that hollow feeling that there is nothing left, and leave carried, held, strengthened for what is in front of you. But you have to come. You have to make the exchange. So here's the one thing I am asking you to do today, before breakfast, before your phone, before the day starts making its demands, sit in silence for 3 minutes, just three, and tell God, with honest, unguarded words, exactly where you are tired. That is not weakness, that is faith. And then receive his strength for today, not for the whole year, for today. That is enough. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.